For WKU Public Radio and for NPR One, I'm Colin Jackson. A new mural on Western Kentucky University's campus is honoring the legacy of a historic black neighborhood in Bowling Green. It goes on display just in time for students to return to campus.
Get a sense of how you're like connecting the new section to the old section, you know?
Mural construction means WKU art professor Michael Nichols walking student interns through the fresco-style painting process. It's a time-honored way of working that artists have used in classic works like the Sistine Chapel. Nichols explains.
It requires that artists paint into wet plaster, and if they do that, the pigment that they put onto the plaster becomes permanently locked into the plaster, and it lasts as long as the wall does, because it's not a skin on the wall like most paint, like that's just latex on metal that will eventually peel off. It's actually part of the plaster.
In this case, the fresco mural in the lobby of the Kentucky Museum will honor the historic black Jonesville community that had stood since the early postbellum. In the 1960s, what was then Western Kentucky State College had the neighborhood condemned and torn down to make way for what's now E.A. Diddle Arena, Smith Stadium, and the Downing Student Union, among other buildings. Local artist Alice Gatewood Waddell, who designed and is helping paint the piece, says she envisions the mural as a community service.
It's hard to tell the whole story in one piece of art, you know, so you try to get as much symbolism in the work as possible.
The fresco itself features a faceless couple hugging in the foreground. At first, it may seem like a loving embrace, but then you start to notice the suitcase the woman is holding. To their left, a girl and boy, both wearing white, stand against a cloudy sky pointing uphill. Meanwhile, a WKU flag flies in the upper right-hand corner amid darkening clouds. Then there are the sunflowers.
Sunflowers actually exist in the neighborhood and the community, as far as I can remember. And sunflowers to me represent just livelihood and happy environment.
Waddell says it was important for her to represent the livelihood of Jonesville because not much exists today to memorialize the once thriving neighborhood. Kentucky Museum Director Brent Bjorkman says the goal was to have something emblematic of the community.
Certainly Jonesville is a story that just has never been told in the right way. It's been something that perhaps it's maybe been a little ashamed of, or something that we just haven't dealt with.
Bjorkman says he hopes the installation sparks conversations about that history. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.